for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebunk.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
Thanks to the excellent rates with Discount Power, excellent customer service team, and great customers like you all, you should become a part of their success story. Sign up for your electricity with Discount Power at discountpowertx.com. Discountpowertx.com.
Discount Power, PUCT number 10177.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Raat baaki, baat baaki.
The music you love, right here, right now.
I'm Salman Khan.
Hi, I'm Jackie Fernandez. Hi, this is Sonakshi Sinha.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Gurun Dawa.
I'm Katrina Kaif. You are listening to Dabang Radio.
You're listening to Radio Dabang, 99.5 FM.
Only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this cloudy, rainy Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Yes, what did you do?
We actually went to Galveston this Saturday.
Oh.
And it was really nice. We didn't feel like we were in Houston. We felt like we were on vacation because everyone is in such a chill mood. And we just had a great time at the beach with the kiddos. So it was fun.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for Friday. Because
yes,
finally we girls are going to spend a girls night out.
Yeah.
On Friday at the Artsy Soul.
Right.
So Artsy Soul is having basically a girls event,
right,
for the ladies, and you can do mosaic, you know, painting, yeah, and stuff. And they also will have a trunk show.
Oh.
And that's really going to be fun. There's going to be 10 of us, so I'm really looking,
yeah,
forward to that.
Definitely.
Okay, so today's topic is internet safety. And, you know, at the studio we have Commander Bashir. Mm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Sergeant Lewis. Right. Good morning. How are you, gentlemen, doing this morning?
We're doing good. Just to let you know, the girls' night out, we men, we don't have that boys' night out. our wife don't let us do that. Okay.
Oh, we got to take them out. Yeah, you guys can go,
yes,
out.
They're welcome.
Yes.
The more, the merrier, right?
Are you complaining?
Yes,
Commander.
Yes, yes, I am.
I hope your wife has tuned in to listen to this. All right, so of course the topic today is internet safety, and it is an important topic to talk about because everyone is on the internet, right?
Right.
And a lot of things can happen. When we think about crime, it's not only crime that as robbery or, yep, you know, things like that. It's the internet is a big issue, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So
So let's begin, Sergeant Lewis. You know, tell us something about the internet. You know, like the internet crime, the safety mm-hmm. issues, and how we can spread the awareness to the community.
Before he does it, can I just ask him to introduce himself?
Yes. Yes.
Because he has a ton of knowledge that I believe that the our listeners can benefit from.
Yes.
Okay. So, my name's Sergeant Lewis Menendez. I've been with the Houston Police Department for 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
I've worked investigations, adult sex crimes. But the last 2.5 years, I've served as the commander over the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Oh.
And so this task force is a national task force where we, 61 in the entire country. Every state gets one. Okay. And we're lucky here in Texas, we have 3 of them.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm in charge of the task force that covers Harris County and the surrounding 7 other counties. So we're in charge of Galveston, Liberty, Fort Bend, every county that pretty much touches Harris County, we're in charge of.
Okay.
So I cover about 125 officers and 68 affiliate agencies that all work together as a task force to combat pretty much anything to do with children and the internet, whether it be online solicitation, cyberbullying, and sadly, the worst part of it, child pornography. And so we deal with all of that stuff. I like to sometimes consider myself as the Chris Hansen of Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen Dateline NBC. we do that as well. So we do online solicitations things where online, I'm a 14-year-old female. Yeah. And so people just come out and we try to proactively seek those people that are looking for our children and try to hurt them in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And so keeps me pretty busy. It's been 2 years. I have 2 children. I'm very passionate about this work because of my 2 children. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they're safe. And I feel like every time we put one of these bad guys away, we're protecting numerous child victims that either have stopped or were abusing someone and we've stopped it already. So very rewarding work, but very hard work.
I can imagine.
And just to let you know, not anybody can do the type of work he does, because whenever you deal with crime against children, some people can't handle that.
Yes.
They get very emotionally involved in the cases, and it's some, you know, you have to separate yourself from the cases.
Right.
So it takes a different type of person to be able to investigate those kind of cases.
Yeah, I tell that to everyone. I say, you know, it takes a special person to want to be a police officer. Yeah. It takes an even more special person to want to work these type of crimes, especially as you can imagine, you would never want to watch child pornography. My detectives have to watch that on a daily basis. Yeah. So we have mental health aspects where we have a on-call psychiatrist that just kind of helps us whenever some bad cases come across our desk, we're able to deal with it a little better.
Yeah.
Is one of my main concerns to make sure that all the officers are healthy.
Yeah.
It's difficult to kind of gauge that, but as you can imagine, it's not an easy job at all.
Yeah, because I hear about, we've had Commander Bashir before and we've spoken about some issues and I just start crying.
So
it's like really emotional, especially when it's children.
Yeah, I still get emotional. I've been doing this specific type of work for a little over 2.5 years and I still get emotional sometimes. And and it's kind of strange. You don't know which case will do it to you. Sometimes it's a simple case. You're like, oh my God, like I need to go save this child.
Yeah.
And while other ones don't affect you as much.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have a good support system. My wife and my coworkers and everyone like that. You, as a police officer, it's always important to be able to rely on someone to be able to talk to them and understand what's going on.
Okay, we really appreciate what you do out there, keeping our children safe.
So do you find that it affects the children a lot more than the adults, cyberbullying, cybercrime, or on the whole, is there like... it's everyone, or specifically only on certain ages of, you know, the children, or, you know, mostly teenagers, or just on the whole?
Good question, right? So it's a vast world out there, right? The internet is sadly not going away, right? We're going to have to deal with it for the rest of our lives, apparently. And so for those people that were still holding out that it would go away, it's not happening. So, but we've had child victims as young as 6 years old that are already online, that already have phones, that are already exchanging photos that they should not be exchanging. I mean, at 6 years old. And so it affects everyone. It affects every type of life. It doesn't matter if you are well off. We've had victims that come from very wealthy families and then all to the lower income families. So there is no specific age that I would say, no specific demographic. I mean, it's just something that's happening all around. Just remember that any internet-based crime, especially against children, is worldwide. So if I log on to one of my devices, I can talk to someone across the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so like back in the day when we had crimes, like you wouldn't let your child at a park alone, right? So yeah. You wouldn't leave them at the park. Everybody's always, oh, at the park, I got to watch my kid.
Yes.
Yet we give them these devices that have access to the entire world, right. And then yeah. Just give it to them and never even look at it again. We're like, oh, yeah, go play some games. It is very dangerous out there, very dangerous. And now I'm not saying take away the devices either, because yeah. Some of these kids, that is their lifeline. Yeah. If you take it away, they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. You know, like, so I don't encourage parents to take it away or threaten to take away things, because the key to everything is communication. Okay, yes. Just like any relationship between adults, between adult and children, is that you have that communication with your child. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that communication sometimes can be stopped if there is a threat that that device is going to be taken away,
yeah.
Right? So if something inappropriate gets sent to your child and they know that the consequence is that the dad or mom is going to take away that phone,
yeah.
They're not going to tell you anything,
that's
right?
True.
So you have to have that communication where, hey, if anything happens, please talk to me. Yeah. Please show me that. Yeah. Please let's have this communication of what's inappropriate and what's not, and let's make sure that you're safe and that I know what's going on your online identity, because that's their life at this yeah. point. It's gone to where it's so important that you can't deny that.
Okay.
And I know a lot of parents do have certain control over the internet, over mm-hmm. what their kids watch and things like that. So in your opinion, do you think that is, you know, that is good enough, or we can do better?
I think we can do a lot better, just because the parents that come into our office always have no clue what was going on, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, well, I had a block on the website. I was checking what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Just remember that these children are growing up in a different age, right? Mm-hmm. Technology is not new to them. It is their life,
yeah.
Right? So us as older adults, yeah. to us, it's like, oh, this is new. And we usually don't even understand half of the capabilities mm-hmm. of applications when the kid is already
yeah.
clicking yeah. away that and doing things. Very, and, oh, this true. App can do this and yeah. this app can do that. And yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are we still good?
No, I guess we turned.
Are we still on?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. We just the show must go on. If you need a light, I have a flashlight. All right. This will help.
Oh, wow. Commander is ready with his stuff.
There we go.
Right.
Okay, so listeners. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're back.
All right, back.
I just hope we are back on air, though.
But at least we're recording on live, so yeah.
It's going.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's going. All right, so yeah. Let's continue. Okay.
Yes, so it's very important that we keep a track of what's on our kids' devices. And devices is the key word, because sometimes we focus on cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they have an iPad. They have an Amazon tablet. They have a laptop. They have a PlayStation, right? They have
yes.
an Xbox.
Yeah.
Anything that can communicate with another person poses a slight level of danger. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. if they can communicate with another person, then those predators that are out there, where are they going to go to yeah. see kids? They don't right. go to the park anymore.
Yeah.
They're playing games with your children. They're on the applications that your children are on, because they know that's where the children are. So that's where they're going to be. Also, remember, if a child has a phone, how long does it take you to download an app?
A few seconds,
right?
Yeah. One more thing is, like, for example, I didn't mean to stop you, was, like, my kids, their phone, if they want to download an app, I'll enter my password, they yeah. download it, I immediately sign out.
Yeah.
So they can't go and download any app they want.
Yeah.
So that restriction I have on their phone.
Right.
So if your kids
they
has a yeah, yes, yeah. mutual agreement. What and plus I do random audits on my kids' phone when they're sleeping. I take their phone and I start going through all the history and everything.
Yeah.
Make sure and their text messages to make sure that you know they're not sending inappropriate messages to each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have caught them.
I love that he touched on that subject. Yeah. The yes. commander is so right.
Yeah.
Privacy and the phone with your child, to me,
mm-hmm.
there is none.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to grab
absolutely.
That phone whenever you feel
yeah.
that you need to grab the phone. And you need to look through it, and you need to make sure that their child is safe. If you're not doing it, then you're posing and you're leaving your kid in a danger zone. Make sure that you're looking mm-hmm. at the phone whenever you want to.
Yeah.
And that's great, because you have to yeah. do that. So many parents are always, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, you have to check it. You have to check it.
I remember one time I'll tell you a funny story. So these kids, you have to keep it understand is they're still kids.
Mm-hmm.
and they're learning and they're actually mimicking their friends, what they see on TV. And if nobody tells them, hey, this is not appropriate behavior, they're going to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. So one day my son, I looked at his phone and I saw something. They were like doing some weird stuff. They were doing some weird stuff. So I called one of his friend's parents. He's a Punjabi guy, Sikh guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I told him, hey, this is what your son was doing. Oh man, that kid had a nice conversation with his dad. His dad took care of him. That never happened again.
Yeah.
So it's also not just the kids, but also the parents need to be able to communicate right. when there is something that the kids are doing, and the parents need to accept it. Yeah. Rather than, hey, why are you telling me about my kid? Why are you talking negative things about my son? Look at what your son is doing. No, accept. If you see something negative, correct it, and then you can communicate from that point on. Right. But many times, as parents, the issue is with us. We don't want to hear anything negative about our child.
That's true. That's so true.
And these days, what do the kids do? You know, I mean, not kids, the parents, they blame the teachers for everything.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if teachers tell your child, hey, you know, the child has this issue, they don't want to listen. Mm-hmm. They want to blame the teacher for everything else.
Yeah.
So what we do in law enforcement is correct the problem, and then you can, you know, move forward with whatever the discipline or whatever the different options you have to correct the issue, but accept the responsibility. So.
Yeah. And I think also, like you were talking about, you know, like it's more for young kids, but I also think even teenagers, like even we should still have control over them in the sense, mm-hmm. control in the sense that, you know, if there is no open communication, then we should feel we have the right as a parent to go through their phones to kind of check, because it's for their safety. It's mm-hmm. nothing else, right? And I think a lot of parents are... you know, they feel like, no, it's a privacy issue. Back home in India, we never had, as kids, we never had our own rooms.
Absolutely.
We always shared.
On
it was, you know, we always shared as a big family. But here, as soon as they become, they grow older, they have their own rooms. And then it becomes, everything is private.
Yeah. But you know, I'm curious to know something. How many of you, your kids have cell phones, okay? Mm-hmm. And how many of you actually text your own kids?
I text.
Yeah. You text or call your kids?
Right. I do.
No, see, is it right away? Because that phone means, hey, dad or mom is not communicating me through that phone. So what if you start communicating with your kids once in a while, send a message, hey, I love you. Yes. So that way you become part of the group as well.
Yes.
Now you're connected to that phone as well.
Yeah.
Right.
So I regularly do that with my kids. I send a message, I call them up, hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Yes.
So let them know that dad can anytime call me or mom, and I'm going to communicate, and they may check on the phone as well. Sometimes we give the devices to our kids, but we don't communicate with them on that device.
Right. Yeah.
That's
true.
So,
and then there are some kids who will only connect when they want something.
That's
Mom,
all
can
the
you
time.
Get me a glass of water? I'm like, really?
That's all the time.
Right? Everyone's just like, yeah. I see with my nephews and I'm like, you're in the other room. Why don't you come out and get your own self a glass of water? Or, you know, Mom, I'm hungry. Okay. The kitchen is right outside. It's just a few steps.
And then you murmur under your breath, millennium. Yeah.
That's true. So cyberbullying, there's a lot of talk about that. How would you define cyberbullying?
You mind if I touch on that? Okay. The first thing I'm going to talk about is, according to the Center for Disease Control, suicide, once again, suicide is the second leading cause of death for American teenagers and young adults. So second leading cause among what? The young adults in America. So over the years, we have seen incidents. I'm sure you have seen it on the news as well. Cyberbullying has led people, young teenagers, to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the way I'm going to explain it is, cyberbullying, actually, it was not a crime before. It was not a crime before, but now actually it is a crime. What that means is now the person who's committing cyberbullying somebody else can't get punished and can't get fined and can't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you follow me so far?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So what is cyberbullying? It's just a form of harassment.
Okay.
It's where individuals, they harass somebody else. This is just normal bullying.
Yeah.
But cyberbullying actually is using technology, either through Facebook, Twitter, emails, either, you know, the person is spreading rumors, gossip, or making the person's life miserable. Okay. But the main thing is we have to understand is cyberbullying is for students. It doesn't apply to workplace.
Okay.
It's only is for students and school educational institutions. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do now is define cyberbullying according to the Texas Education Code. That's where you find cyberbullying.
Okay.
But then the penal code actually give you the punishment for someone who is committed cyberbullying.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cyberbullying is defined as an act or pattern of acts by one or more students. I have seen mean girls, so sometimes people can get together.
I knew you would mention that.
Mean girls or other, you know, all these movies we have seen growing up and people are bullying and we think it's all funny. Yeah,
right.
Fun and games, you know, with nerds. You remember that?
Yes.
So we see, oh, this is kind of fun, but actually it's not fun because it's traumatizing the individual who is getting bullied. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's one or more students. So the key word is students.
Yeah.
Okay? Directed at another student that exploits an imbalance of power, involves written or verbal expression through electronic means or physical conduct that will physically harm another student. And it goes on to, but I'm just paraphrasing it.
Okay.
Is severe or persistent or pervasive enough to create an intimidating, threatening, or abusive educational environment. So once again, it goes to
education.
Disrupts the educational process or orderly operation of classroom or school, infringe on the rights of the victim. Okay. Now, in Texas, now cyberbullying actually is a crime, and it happened in 2017.
Oh,
and it happened because of David, let me see what his name, David Molak. He was a 16-year-old student who was extremely bullied for a prolonged period of time in 2016. In January 2016, he went in his backyard and committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And so the Texas, the legislators, they changed the cyberbullying and they actually made it a crime in 2017. So before, prior to this, the cyberbullying was under the educational code and it only advised the educational institutions to create policies and procedures to target this type of behavior.
Okay.
But now, actually, the law actually expanded on that, where if somebody's being bullied, cyberbullied, the educational institutions, now they have created methods when other students can remain anonymous and report this type of crime. Okay. The educational institution also will have to probably give notices to the parents within a certain period of time. They also need to take disciplinary action against the students who are bullying others, provide counselors, provide counselings and stuff like that. So they really have stepped up to target this crime. And what are some of the examples of cyberbullying? Could include sending vicious text messages, emails, instant messages about a student, spreading rumors or gossips by posting it to social network sites, creating a fake profile, and pretending to be another student. And this can go on and on and on. So this is a nutshell of what cyberbullying is and how is it defined as.
Okay, so we're going to go on a short break. We are in conversation with Commander Bashir and Sergeant Lewis. We are talking about internet safety. And when we get back, we will continue with our conversation. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today, or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Suno, ye jo tumhari aankhein hai na?
Ha ha, meri aankhein?
Jaise bijli ke timtimate hue do bulb.
Hain?
Aur ye jo tumhari reshmi zulfein hai na?
Ha ha, meri reshmi zulfon ka kya?
Jaise bijli ki daare.
Kya?
Aur ye jo tumhara nazuk sa dil hai na?
Ab mere dil ko kya hua?
Jaise koi bijli ka transformer.
Uffo, ye kya tum mere se bijli ki boli bol rahe ho?
Bas kya bataun, jab se ye discount power liya hai na, tab se har cheez mein mujhe bijli hi bijli nazar aati hai.
Waise sach keh rahe ho, mujhe bhi tum aajkal kisi bijli ke khambe se kam nahi lagte.
अरे वाह!
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना हो, और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना, डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे.
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount Power.
अरे वाह!
PUCT number 10177.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back on Chai Time on 99.5 FM. For those who have just tuned in, we are in conversation with Commander Bashir and Sergeant Louis about internet safety. So, Sergeant, we had a couple of questions for you, right? What are some types of crimes that children become victim to?
Some of the crimes that we've been seeing a lot lately is still online solicitation, right? So there's an adult who's seeking out the children, and it usually starts with an innocent conversation. And you got to understand that as a predator, they don't care if this conversation needs to take 6 months, a year,
whatever
they need to do to groom your child to the point where they trust that person. And okay. So sometimes I tell parents also, just imagine your kid who's playing video games, right? And so yes. Who better to groom someone than someone that's playing a video game with your child, or whether it be a war game or anything like that? You know, you're my partner on this game, and we're playing together 8 hours a day sometimes, especially now during the summer vacation, right? So we're playing a lot of video games together. We become friends, and they develop that relationship where that child trusts this guy who he believes is a child the same age as he is.
Right.
And so I am concerned about the games a lot, because as parents, we always go, okay, go play the games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anytime they can communicate, like I said, there's a lot of popular games. I'm not going to mention any because I don't want anyone coming after me. But a lot of the popular games let you talk to someone else. And then there's adults that are going on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the online solicitation sometimes, it all starts with one picture, right? And this one picture that they ask for, whether it be a male or female child, right? They say, can you send me a picture of this?
Mm.
And the child, after a while of being coerced, we'll send a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this picture becomes a nightmare for the child, okay?
Wow.
Because it's never just one picture,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they've developed this relationship. And so if I ask, well, I'm not going to use myself. If the predator asks someone, right?
Yeah.
Can you send me this picture? And they send it to them. And then they go, okay, well, now send me a picture of this.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just wanted to send that one picture. I'm not going to send you anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to send me that picture. I'm not asking. You know, this is not a choice.
Yeah.
Because if you don't send me that picture, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a picture that you sent me before to your parents, to your school friends, to everyone that you know. Because I already know you. I already know your Facebook account, your Twitter account, all of that stuff. And now I'm going to spread that all over the place unless you do this to me.
Yeah.
And so these cases spiral out of control. We had a case where a guy had 72 victims nationwide.
Oh, my.
Okay. And you can see these videos with the girls just crying as he made them do things. And they're just crying. Like, he would make them put makeup. And, you know, they're little girls, the makeup's all messed up. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so he would make them put makeup on, and he would make them do things that you could not even imagine.
Right.
And so 72 victims that were basically living in a nightmare this whole time, and nobody knew about it because they kept it as a secret, you know. And so you can imagine all those children that are being tortured by this one person, And that's because it was online, big reach. You know, you can reach everyone in an instant, right?
Yeah.
And so these things become, and like you said, the cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Then one of the classmates does get that picture, right? And now that becomes cyberbullying. Yeah. And so it's just, the kid is getting hit at so many different angles.
Right.
And that's why, like Commander Bashir discusses, suicide comes in, right?
Yeah.
And so people are always, well, what's the difference? When I was a kid, I used to get bullied. What's the difference now? There is a big difference.
Yeah. Yes.
Because when you were small, you could at least go home, right? Home was your safe haven, right?
Yeah.
And so you can go home and get away from it.
Right.
And you just had to worry about going to school.
Yeah.
You'd fake that you were sick and not go to school or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
But now when you go home, it's on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And this is their life. So they're not just going to ignore their phone.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different magnitudes of things that just keep going and going and going and going. And that's what drives some kids to just go over the limit, right?
Yeah.
And so online solicitation, sextortion is what we call that, where they get the picture and they just start extorting the child for more pictures, more videos. We've had children sexually abuse their own siblings at the demand of that suspect.
Oh my.
Okay. And so it can get that far out of control. Okay.
Yeah.
And just, those crimes are horrific. The kids don't, you know, we partner with the Children's Assessment Center here in Rice Village.
Yeah.
So at least that we can, when that child goes through that, we're able to provide them resources, take them, get them all the resources that they need, because they're going to need help. Right.
Yes.
These crimes are extremely, extremely bad for the child, you know, psychologically, mentally, physically. Everything just affects that child, whatever the crime is.
Yeah.
And that's why I said we are on there proactively seeking these people. And all it takes, literally, and I hate to signal male, female, but if I literally put myself out there as a 14-year-old female on pretty much any website, I am going to get messages from grown adults. There is no doubt about it. Grown men will send me messages, and it's just that simple. The child has to do nothing. I do nothing. I just put a profile up. I don't communicate. I don't talk to anyone, and people are sending messages to me on a daily basis. And so that's out there. And as a parent, if you're not paying attention to that, it's happening. There's no way to avoid that happening, and that's when, again, you have to have that conversation with your child. You have to have that communication. You have to be on the sure, hey, if this happens, let me know.
Right.
Another thing I tell parents as well, don't freak out.
Yeah.
Don't lose it, okay? Because what is our first reaction as a parent? If we grab that phone, like Commander Bashir says, he checks the phone, right? And so I grab the phone and I see a picture of my child.
Yeah.
Inappropriate picture.
Yeah.
Or an inappropriate picture of someone else.
Yeah.
What is my first instinct as
go
a parent?
Crazy.
And I'm going to tell you what parents do 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Delete. Delete. Oh my God, that's not my kid.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to my child. That didn't happen. It's like a denial, right? You're deleting everything we need to go after that guy.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I encourage parents, if you are unfortunate enough where your child has either received or is sending inappropriate pictures or messages, save that. Don't delete it, please.
Yeah.
Just sit down, take a deep breath. Take another deep breath, okay? It's not easy. It's very difficult. And call the authorities. Let us handle it, okay?
Right.
Put the phone on airplane mode as well, so none of the evidence gets deleted.
Oh.
This just helps us to try to catch these people. And that's our only goal, is to try to catch them so that there is no other child victims, okay?
Yeah.
And these guys are out there. It's
so who are these predators?
You'd be amazed. We found suspects that are millionaires all the way down to the poorest of the poor. When it comes to child predators, there is no certain demographic. There is no income.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, there's statistics that show that most of them have college degrees. That's just an odd stat that I like to throw out there sometime.
Yeah.
That's just weird. But we've caught police officers. We've caught firefighters. We've caught lawyers. We've caught doctors. We've caught every profession out there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them downloading child pornography and all these different crimes that we find them doing.
Can I just mention something about child pornography? This is something that's brought to my attention, okay? Please correct me if I'm wrong or not. This is something I heard. Well, the child pornography, it's not just like you can Google and just get it. It's something you have to go to bag web, you know, backdoor websites to get to that material. So if somebody got that, then you know the most likely that's what the person was engaging in. That's my understanding.
They have to actively seek it out.
Yeah, actively seek it.
Okay. And there's videos of newborns being sexually assaulted. Okay. I've seen them with my own eyes. Okay. So those videos are out there. And these people are actively seeking for that. They're not, I downloaded it by mistake. Yeah. No, you clearly have to take a path where you have to dig and find it. Okay. And so the child pornography thing is a whole nother deal. There's a lot of issues with, you know, well, it's just pornography. Well, no, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, that kid in that video is being re-victimized over and over and over and over every time somebody watches it.
Yeah.
Because if that happened when you were 6 or 7 years old and now you're 20-something, there's an impact statement of a victim that I have pasted on my office door. It kind of keeps me motivated every day. Mm. And she basically goes to the fact that, you know, every day I walk life, I feel that someone has seen that video.
Yeah.
You know, as I walk through my day-to-day life, I feel like someone's seen it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to recognize me. Someone's going to recognize what my family member did. And that, in that specific case, it was a family member, what that family member did to me.
Yeah.
And so it's no greater motivation than to make sure to try to stop that, right? So that's what we work for every day, just try to help children and try to stop the predators who I can't explain their actions. But as a normal adult, as you grow through your years of age, you know, when you're 12, you're attracted to over 12-year-olds, you know, too young. When you're 16, you're attracted to other 16-year-olds. And as your age goes, it goes accordingly. Yeah. And some of these people just stay stuck. I'm attracted to 8-year-olds, and that just never changes for them.
Okay.
And so we see them all the time. And it's just something that, sadly, with the use of the internet, is just getting worse.
Right. So what are some laws protecting?
If I may add something else on, he's talking about internet crime. Remember a while back we did on human trafficking?
Yes.
Right.
Where, you know, Sergeant Wall talked about who are the predators and how they get, you know, young girls involved in selling themselves on the street. Yeah. It's almost, they follow the same formula. They have a profile of the victims they look for. Actually, they go online and they type in keywords to seek those type of individual. For example, the word depressed. Mm. So they already know the person is depressed, and how can they brainwash them, mold them, and start providing some sympathy and love and affection and lure them in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is what the internet is their playground now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we had, you know, girls young as, you know, but teenagers selling themselves, and parents did not even know what was going on. So going back, internet is a way of life now. Either you can embrace it or you can fight it. I think the best thing is embrace it and, you know, learn from it as well.
Okay.
Now, some of the things I learned from just my own kids, I'm telling you right now, my kids are way more tech savvy than I am.
Yeah.
They come up with stuff, I'm like, I have no idea. And I got to improve my vocabulary. I got to improve my vocabulary. I'm like, well, what's that? And that's something nobody can teach you except your own kids. So, you know, just recently, you know, my son came out with, he wants to join this group and whatever. I said, okay, here's the rules. You cannot, even when they play with their own relatives, you cannot give any family information. What mom is doing, what dad is doing. You cannot send pictures. You can't, you know, there's almost like a contract. Here's what you can or cannot do.
Yeah.
I want you to have fun, okay, be best at it. But at the same time, you have to follow these rules.
Right.
So that's the one, the advice I would give.
How many people have Facebook here?
Mm. All of us.
Right, and so do I, right? Kids don't use it.
Yeah.
It's not cool, right? It's not cool anymore.
You're right, it's not
And
right.
if they have a Facebook, it's just to make sure, hey, this mom and dad, this is my Facebook. Look, I'm behaving good. And they have a bunch of other stuff. So I tell parents, make sure you're aware what your kids are on, you know, what applications they're using.
Right.
We try to keep up, I mean, as soon as one application's cool, tomorrow the application's not cool anymore. We want to try something different.
Yeah.
And so you got to stay abreast on everything that they're doing, all the applications they're using. What are the capabilities of the applications? It's just like Snapchat, right? A lot of people think, well, I send a picture and it's gone. No, it's not. Like, very easily for me to grab the photo on the other side.
Yeah.
And so the kids have this disconnect between the internet and reality, right? If anything I do on the internet, I'm safe because
It's on the internet. Yeah. Who cares, right? Yeah. Nobody can come and get me. Mm-hmm. And it's not, that's not true at all. Like, that disconnect needs to be part of your communication and say there are legitimate dangers. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of that and try to make sure that disconnect's not so clear to the point where they think anything they do on there is just safe.
So how early do we start?
Is I would highly recommend, I don't know if you had this talk with your child or not, is somebody else share your device.
Okay.
You know, in school, yeah. Can I borrow your phone? And then next thing you know, you don't know what they're doing on that phone, because I had that happen.
Oh.
So that's why don't ever give anybody your cell phone or anybody to use, unless it's a phone call. Okay, tap the number. Okay, here, call.
Yeah. So.
And they have parent monitoring software that you can put on your child's phone that'll pretty much give you every information on everything that your child's doing on there. So you install it on their phone, and they send you messages that say, this is the websites that they're visiting, this is the text that they received, these are the phone calls that they sent, and it just keeps you informed of what's going on. Some of them are so good that they kind of like filter out all the noise that you don't want to hear. You know, you don't really want to hear your 14-year-old's conversation with his best friend, blah, 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 you know. Yeah. And so some of them, you know, nonsense about video games and things like that. Yeah. And so just Google parent monitoring software. A bunch of them will come up. I don't want to recommend one specifically, but usually what you pay for, you know, it's worth it, right? Yeah. And so just look at one that meets your needs as a parent and just install it on their phone. There is no choice in that matter.
So you recommend this, like, for kids how early, like, or once you give them the phone? Because my little one has a tablet, but he, like, will play just games on it. He's not connected to anything.
Not connected to the internet at all?
He is. He's on YouTube.
There you go.
YouTube is,
so watch out for YouTube, because there's a lot of YouTube videos where it is for a kid, right? And so there's a lot of videos of kids playing with toys. Like, kids nowadays love to watch those, other kids play with toys.
Toys.
Like, beyond me. My son watches other kids play with toys he has.
Exactly.
I don't even get it. But that's what they like to do, right?
They do.
But as a sick person, you know that the kids are watching those videos. What you do is you start the first minute of the video, kid video, and then at a minute 01, it turns into something that your child should not be watching.
Okay.
So make sure that you take that extra step and you're watching that stuff and you're looking at those videos as well. I mean, just kind of skim through it. You can kind of skim through it pretty quickly, but just be sure. I mean, there's just so many different angles out there that your child could be, you know, in danger.
Yeah. And there's so many crazy videos out there on YouTube. And it is, you know, just, you think you're watching a fashion show, but there's some hidden messages in there, and they're just like, okay, you can't be watching this.
Yeah, and there's some with like Disney characters where they start talking about sexual intercourse and things like that, and you think your child is watching some Disney show, and it's not. You can tell the difference of the drawing, but if you're not paying close attention, your kid's watching something that they shouldn't really be watching.
Right, okay. Yeah. And then what kind of, like, for the victims that do fall, like, how do they get in touch with the authorities? It's just 911, or, like, I'm thinking as a parent, how would I, you know?
Yeah, call your local agency.
Okay.
They should be able to take at least the initial report.
Okay.
Like we said, we partner with 68 agencies throughout the whole 8 counties. So when it comes to an agency that says, oh, well, I don't know what to do with this, it's not really anything we can do, you can contact us through our hotline. There's a cyber tip line.
Okay.
That's a nationwide cyber tip line. You can report any type of cyber cyber crime on there.
Okay.
And then it'll eventually come to us. No matter where it's at within those 8 counties, it comes to us. And then we find someone that knows what they're doing in that area to try to take care of it and help the family out.
Okay.
There's a lot of resources out there.
Okay.
There's a children's assessment here in Harris County. There's one in Fort Bend. There's one in Montgomery County where, you know, the child is brought in, is interviewed professionally by a civilian forensic interviewer. We don't interview children.
Yeah.
They handle all that, talking to the child. They're better well-suited to get that information from the kid. Yeah. They're specially trained for that.
Oh, wow,
and there's not a mean police officer standing there. You know, children sometimes will get scared.
Yeah.
And so it's done very professionally. The resources are out there. The Children's Assessment Center is an amazing organization. Our unit is housed there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing work. I wish the building did not have to exist.
Yeah.
But it is an amazing establishment. Everything from medical services to psychological services to, I mean, everything that a child needs to recover from those type of incidents.
Okay, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing that we even have these resources, right?
Yeah.
That it has been created, so.
I always preach awareness, communication. Make sure as a parent you're taking that active part. We hold classes at the CAC. Oh. I hold classes wherever you need me. Okay. I go out to churches. I go out to meeting halls, town halls, HOA presentations. Yeah. We just recently did our first Spanish one. I'm fluent in Spanish, so if you need a Spanish speaker, we'll go out there and talk to parents. We just need to be educated. And so whoever will listen to me speak, I will talk. Yeah. I'm very passionate about this work. I can talk for hours about it and hours about it just because of all the things that I've seen.
Yes.
And again, I have children. Okay. Yeah. So that's my motivation. Yeah. Every time I wake up, I see them there and I'm like, I don't want them to be hurt. Right. And so that keeps us, everybody on this task force going is the kids. Right. And so that should be a common goal because those are the worst criminals, those who injure our children who are defenseless, right? Yeah. There's no excuse for that.
Yes.
And so there's no excuse for what they're doing, and we'll gladly put them in jail for whoever needs that to be done to them. So,
awesome. So just like human trafficking, in human trafficking, it's all international. Like, it's kind of linked, you know, like, not only in the U.S., but in different countries. Would that be the same for cyberbullying?
I'll answer that. Cyberbullying is different. As I mentioned, it has to do with more with the students, educational system, while harassment is criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it gives the authority for the schools to get involved and address bullying. But the only caveat is actually it's using the internet. And you can't, like I mentioned earlier, you can't, if you're at workplace, you can't be harassed. I mean, cyberbullied. Because that falls under the harassment penal code. What are some ways? I mentioned different locations that. Let me see. I mentioned earlier, right? About if one of your students is being bullied, he or she can also get restraining orders. Can switch schools. Students can remain anonymous when they provide information to other students. So it's very involved now. The educational institutions, they also have to provide counseling to the victims and notify the parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to mention here was, okay, students bullying that occurs on cyberbullying on school property during school-sponsored, school-related activities, on a school bus or vehicles. Also, cyberbullying also applies if the activity occurs outside, off campus, but it interferes with the student educational opportunities.
Okay.
So meaning if somebody's cyberbullying him or her to a point where the person cannot concentrate on doing their homework or is going through trauma, just barely making it to the school, well, then it falls under that umbrella.
Okay.
Anything that's school related. But once it's not, if the person's not a student anymore, it's not bullying anymore. Yeah. It only applies to students.
Right.
And then human trafficking aspect, that's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. And then crimes against children, that's different. It all has to depend on what crime is being committed and what are the elements.
Right.
And that's what's used against the perpetrator. And sometimes they overlap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they overlap. For example, you may have internet, the human trafficking linked with something else.
Right.
So.
Right. One of my presentations, I have a video of a child that was cyberbullied, right? And so she does one of those videos where, they have the flashcards. Mm-hmm. She kind of tells her story, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so she eventually committed suicide because of the cyberbullying, right? Mm-hmm. But in that story, she kind of discusses the comments made by other children, right? Because she had tried to commit suicide at one point by drinking Clorox. And so the children are like, oh, you should have tried this Clorox. You should have done this. And so I only mentioned that, I know we're running out of time, but not so much, sometimes you have to worry about not only the kid that's being bullied, but make sure that your child's not doing the bullying.
Yeah.
Yes. That is so
please look
very
into
good
that.
Point.
Because parents are always like, well, my kid's fine.
Yeah.
Not knowing that your child's actually causing the problem.
Yeah. Accept that.
As parents, the two things we have a hard time is, first is, this can't happen to my parent, to my children. Mm-hmm. That's something I guess we have to get that out of our head. And the second thing is that what if your child is the one who's doing it?
Yeah, my child can't do
this. So this both goes both ways.
I would be one of those parents, maybe.
So it's two things. We have to overcome that challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, Commander Bashir and Sergeant DeLewis, for coming on Chai Time and talking about this really important topic and, of course, spreading the awareness to everyone. You know, you guys are always helpful, and we're always grateful, and we appreciate the time that y'all take out and join us on this show, and we think it's really important and, you know, relevant for everyone.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and this is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
Call 888-496-6444.
Sterling McCall Toyota's most popular sales event has been extended. Get zero down, 0% APR for 5 years, and zero payments until September. On the